Welcome to the Tax Answers Advisor, the podcast where we tackle the real tax frustrations the taxpayers experience who owe the IRS money, your ex left you a surprise tax bill, or the IRS has sucked money out of your bank account. If this anxiety and frustration keeps you up at night, then keep listening. Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed by unfiled tax returns, or you're staring down a tax bill you didn't even create. It just caught you totally by surprise. And now you owe $20,000 or more from actions of a spouse, a former spouse, a dead spouse, and you had no idea. And you're not even sure where to turn. You're not alone, and you don't have to stay stuck. Each week, we break down understandable tax solutions that can help you get control back over your finances and get back your peace of mind and protect your future one step at a time. Whether you're looking to help yourself or want to support a family member who's facing these tax challenges, this podcast is here to empower you with the knowledge you need to make the next best step. Stay with us for this very special episode so you can learn how to move forward with confidence and finally get the tax answers you deserve. And this week, we have a very special guest, David Ramirez, an enrolled agent, former IRS agent, and a U.S. tax court practitioner. He's located in Hawaii. You wouldn't think Hawaii would have tax problems, but guess what? They do too. Have them there. So we'll get to David in a moment, but keep in mind, if you're overdue taxes or have unfiled tax returns that are keeping you up at night, are you feeling overwhelmed by these tax issues stemming from spouse's dishonest business dealings, or perhaps you're years behind on filing yourself? You're not alone. It's time to take control. We help clients eliminate that feeling of annoyance and embarrassment about owing taxes, ensuring you're not worried about fines, fees, or penalties. We remove the stress and anxiety of dealing with the IRS so you won't face unexpected tax liens or surprises like having money sucked out of your bank account, or even worse. Visit taxreliefcall.com today to schedule your introductory session so you can get on the road to sleeping better at night and having peace of mind. Want to give you a big welcome there, David. How are you doing today? Would you like to go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit?
Well, aloha. I'm, again, David Ramirez from Honolulu, Hawaii. I've been here in Hawaii now coming up on 25 years with my practice. I am a former IRS agent from California, Southern California. And I, like I said, I've been here in Hawaii 25 years. I'm also actually used to be the only United States tax court practitioner here in Hawaii, but just a couple months ago, somebody else moved to Hawaii that's also one. So, you know, I have some competition. And simply what that means is I'm able to represent my clients before the United States tax court if need be. And that's it.
Okay. That's always good to know then, to have these contacts and to be able to know that if you do need that, happen to need the tax court. Of course, our goal is to not even have to get there, but it's nice to have that backup to be able to have that there. So,
because a lot of people think that they need attorneys when they have tax problems, but generally, unless somebody is being prosecuted, that's probably the only time you need an attorney to be involved with tax issues.
Yes, yes, definitely there. So we're so happy that as enrolled agents, we can definitely do that representation type work. And today's topic, something we haven't discussed in a little while, is about resolution issues that revolve around payroll taxes. And you've handled several of these cases and have worked on these. So we're going to kind of go through some various areas on this. So first question we're going to get on here with you, David, is, what are some payroll taxes and why do so many small businesses fall behind on them?
Again, payroll taxes are basically when you have employees, they do take taxes out for Social Security and Medicare taxes. Also, some of you that are in income tax states, they will also take state withholding out, unemployment insurance. And those taxes, half of them are what are referred to as a trust fund tax. So that means that you're holding it on behalf of the government, even though you may not be aware of that. And that's where a lot of issues come in for small businesses. If you use one of the national payroll services, and there are a lot of them out there, you're generally not going to run into this issue because they automatically withhold those taxes and pay them over as required to the federal land or state governments. But where I see a lot of problems many times is where businesses that are small, they do it themselves, or they have a small payroll service that does it. Because with the big national firms, if you don't meet your payroll obligations, they will drop you in a heartbeat, and then you won't have a payroll service. But for the smaller ones that have a business manager, an office manager that is helping them pay their taxes, surprisingly, many times the owners don't even know what's going on. They're the focus of the business. But when it comes to the business operations, many times, and even though many times they are signing the checks, generally the accountant or the bookkeeper makes sure that the employees get paid because they're the lifeblood of that business. But many times when income falls short, because it is a sort of a voluntary system where you have to actually send the payments in on your own, many times the small businesses will take those funds and use them for operating the business. And like I said, many times they will pay the employees. And since the payroll taxes are taken out and withheld, then you basically have them in trust in your bank account, they never get paid over to the government. And that's where the problems start. Now, many times I've seen that it starts out small. They get behind a quarter or two. And generally, it's not something that's intentional. It's because of certainly like with COVID, with what we had recently, or a downturn in somebody's industry or the economy, things start going bad. And the mentality of entrepreneurs is generally, well, I'm going to catch up next month. Just give me another month and I'm going to get that money and I'll be able to pay it. But then it snowballs from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 quarters. And the longer it goes, the harder it is to climb out of that hole. Also, I've seen many times with the small businesses, they're very loyal to their employees. They know they're in financial difficulties, but they don't want to fire that person that's been with them for 10 or 15 years, even if it means saving their own business. A lot of times they don't equate the two, that it's something that they have to do. Because this is one of the things that the IRS takes very seriously, is the payroll taxes and the trust fund portion especially. So if you get behind on that, it's going to get looked at very quickly. And generally, it's going to be turned over to what's called a revenue officer, which is somebody that will be coming to your business or knocking at your door saying, why haven't you paid these amounts? Now, if it's a small amount, honestly, I mean, you probably will be able to get caught up and you could take steps to resolve those issues by getting into compliance and getting on a payment plan. And generally, if you have a balance of $25,000 or less, and hopefully, if you do run into this problem, you've gone to somebody before it gets out of hand. But unfortunately, many times I've seen it where we're now in the hundreds of thousands of dollars where a small business has failed to pay off the taxes. And by that time, there's going to be limited things that you can do. I mean, but there are things that you can do. And it'll get turned over to a revenue officer. And dealing with the revenue officer is going to be a lot harder than dealing with what's called ACS, which is just a person over the phone system that you can deal with to make some arrangements to do this. But the first thing is, again, you got to be realistic about your situation.
Important to be realistic there and get started on that. And you really mentioned, I really appreciate how you talked about the trust fund, how when an employer has those funds in trust for the government, and thus because it's considered trust, they need to get those transferred over to the government on a timely manner or whatever their schedule is according to where they are payroll-wise. But as you mentioned, they take it very seriously, and there's an area known as a trust fund recovery penalty. Right. So how does that penalty differ from other IRS penalties?
Well, long ago, corporations used to, they would actually intentionally do this. They would run up payroll taxes, especially corporations, because they had this limited liability. And then they would shut their business down, and they would leave the government hanging for all these payroll taxes. So again, the employees will always get credit for the taxes that are paid, but the companies would do this. So the government got smart, and then they now have instituted laws where they can take the trust fund portion of the taxes. Again, it's only the trust fund portion. There's two different portions. There's a business portion, which is non-trust fund, and then there's a trust fund portion. But the government can assign that to somebody who they feel is responsible, and it can be more than one person. So if you have not paid over those taxes, then they can actually attach it to your Social Security number, and then you will personally be liable for those taxes. So there is also some tax planning that comes into play if you know your business is failing or you're going to be in a position where you might not be able to pay this. Because generally, you want to pay the trust fund portion of the taxes first. Because if those get paid, and again, you can actually designate a payment for that, then you may be able to escape some of the liability, because some of those taxes with the company may actually die, which are the non-trust fund. I wish I could give it to you in a nutshell, but there's a lot of nuances that come on into play when you're dealing with this. That's why generally you do need someone that knows what they're doing to help you navigate what's going to work best for your situation. But again, what will happen is, like I said, if you don't pay those trust fund portion of the taxes, the IRS will assess you personally. But first off, with that also, they have to find you as the responsible person. And also there's a second component, you have to be willful. So sometimes, even though you might be the owner, maybe they're not going to be able to hold you responsible because it wasn't you that was actually directing these. So again, in all these cases, it's always going to depend on facts and circumstances. That's why, again, many times you do need a professional to help you navigate and to help you determine what your exposure is if you're in this position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like how you go on and mention that about the difference between trust fund and non-trust fund areas there and getting those trust funds there. And also how business owners may not realize or think about that they could be held personally liable for that, especially if they're a sole proprietor, they can be held liable like that. But even in some corporate situations or partnership situations or LLCs, they can be held personally liable for those as well. And sometimes they think with that type of entity, oh, well, I'll be okay. It's not going to be a big deal, but they don't.
And they are. Because, I mean, there's supposed to be limited, like with a limited liability company, the name implies that you're not going to be limited. You're going to be limited and you're not going to be liable for any of the debts of that company or even with the corporation. They have this perception that they're going to be fine if the business closed down. Unfortunately, that's not true. And also most states do the same thing. If you're taking payroll taxes out from them, the states have implemented similar laws where they can actually hold you accountable. And again, they do and they will. And they'll come after you individually. So even though the business has gone and went closed long ago, you could still be on the hook for those trust fund portion taxes that were due.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes in these cases, too, one's getting hooked. Sometimes not just the owner, sometimes just being on the checking account. Can that cause an issue?
Oh, yes. Because they get the signature card from the bank and they want to see who's writing the payroll checks. So if you're an office manager and you're writing the checks, and you have knowledge that the payroll taxes are not being paid and that you are term paying a vendor or somebody else for something, the IRS can actually hold you responsible also. So I've seen it where an office manager, an accountant even have been held accountable because they have directed the payments many times to be paid towards operating the business as opposed to being going where they're supposed to be for the trust fund portion of the taxes to the IRS.
Yeah, so that's where if a person is not necessarily the owner, but like you mentioned, they can be an office manager, maybe someone on the checking account and writing those payroll checks. I mean, they got to think seriously about what they're doing in the business, making sure, in a way, follow up, make sure these things are getting done because it can be, but there's, as we talk about, facts and circumstances that play into all of it as to who will be held liable, who the IRS will go after. So that's, once again, documentation and actually just getting these paid is really some of the best strategies here.
Yeah. And also, again, knowing the laws and knowing what you can be held for or why. Like I said, a lot of times it's just somebody that's innocent that doesn't really understand what the potential consequences could be based on the lack of payment of those taxes.
So then we have a huge tax debt or a huge payroll tax debt in this particular case. And you have an owner of some type or shareholder in a now dissolved corporation. What are some of these strategies as we work on tax resolution here with this for these overdue payroll taxes that we can use to help ones to help the end taxpayer there to get these matters resolved? What have you found successful in using?
Okay. Well, again, there's lots of different areas here. So one is, let's say the business is still operating and they've now got behind mm-hmm. by X amount of quarters and or depending on how much it is owed. So if it's under $25,000, it's going to be pretty easy to get caught up. You can get a payment plan. If it gets above that, also when it gets to the revenue officer, you're going to need to show that the business is viable. So if you have an ongoing business and you just got behind, the IRS will give you a payment plan to get caught up. As long as you are current with your taxes, they're going to also want to make sure that you are making payroll deposits going forward if you're required to. But again, this is like sometimes where the realistic expectation of the company come into play. Because if you had 20 employees and you couldn't meet that payroll, maybe you need to show the IRS that you've downsized to 10 employees and that you're taking steps to eliminate this issue. So in the future, it will not go on. Additionally, again, depending on how much is owed, even if the company is on a payment plan, they can still do a trust fund assessment against the individual owners or responsible parties so that they make sure that they get paid from either source. Now, again, with that, if the company is paying those taxes, even though you might be on the hook for them, the IRS is only going to collect once. So if the company pays or you pay, it's going to reduce that amount down to zero. Now, apart from that, there are other strategies. Apart from an installment agreement, there's also what's called a partial pay installment agreement that might be able to be done for the company or the individual, or what's called a currently non-collectible. And there is a settlement program, which is what's referred to as an offer and compromise, where you can possibly reduce the amount due, including interest and penalties, down to a certain amount. Again, it's all based on if you meet the criteria or not. So there's lots of options. Also, just because the IRS comes in to try to hold you responsible does not mean that you are responsible. Because like I said, it's always based on facts and circumstances. And you can appeal these determinations. If somebody was trying to hold me responsible for the payroll taxes and I had nothing to do with it other than being able to sign checks, which again, I have seen many times where they take everybody on the signature card and say, well, we're going to hold you responsible and you prove to us that you were not responsible. So that's where, again, you might have to file an appeal to dispute that. And again, you can if the facts support your position. And it's also how you argue them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely there. And what we appreciate, and it's always important, and this is true across the board, is that facts and circumstances, what is your situation? All of these play a vital role in what program with the IRS that the end taxpayer can qualify for. It's not just as simple as when we look at or we hear in those radio ads about we can accomplish this and then do it real quick because we can just go this, we can negotiate with the IRS, we do this, and that, which is the advertisement that we get so often that we hear, but yet it's actual facts and circumstances. And it's even more so with payroll taxes because you are dealing with these trust fund issues and trust fund penalties that the IRS takes very seriously. They take it all very seriously, but at least in my mind, payroll taxes, these taxes are even another level. You look at it.
Yeah, like I said, it's actually the number one issue with the IRS. I mean, they are looking for the payroll tax issues, and they have put some programs into place where they monitor businesses to see if they're making their payments timely and they're filing timely, because they found that in the past, actually, when I worked with the IRS long ago, they would let a pyramid for months and months and months. And by the time the IRS got to them, it was many times far gone and there was really nothing that could be done or a lot less options. Also, the IRS can and will shut down your business if they determine that your business is not viable. And in some cases, like I said, that's looking at the truth of the matter that you don't have a business that's operating and you're not going to be profitable. So if you can't make that decision, in some cases, the IRS will make it for you and they will actually close your doors for you. Not that you want that, but like I said, if you can show that you are viable, that you're taking steps to correct these, that you have enough income coming in, then like I said, generally the IRS is going to work with you and get you on a payment plan. And many times also, based on the circumstances, you might be able to have a reduction of some of the penalties that have been assessed because maybe something happened in your life. Maybe somebody had a heart attack, and even though the business was ongoing, that person, that principal that had the heart attack was the one that was in charge of everything. And once that person had a medical issue for a series of months, the business was operating at less than full bore. And then because of that, things got behind. And once they're back to good health, then the business will get back to where it was before. So again, I mean, the IRS, they are people also, so they look at the circumstances. Like I said, there's lots of options available to you. It's just determining what's going to work best for your situation based on what's happened, how much do you owe, and what is the viability of the company going forward.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I like how you mentioned also there how the IRS can step in and shut down a business if they think it's not viable. But that we also see that's one area where we can see these unresolved tax particular payroll tax debts can affect day-to-day operations. Are you aware, what do you know of the fact one does have these unresolved payroll tax issues? What other kind of day-to-day operations could it possibly affect having such issues?
Well, again, so when somebody comes into my office and has this issue, I mean, first off, I want to get their history, find out what's going on and why. Also, I want to look at their balance sheet and books and records to find out what is their current profit and see where the issues have arisen. And from there, trying to explain to them, well, based on what I see here, not judging what you've done or how you've done it, but it looks like maybe you can take step A, B, and C. And like I said, sometimes that means cutting down on some of the employees so that you're not taking those trust funds because, again, they're not yours. They're actually the government's. You're just holding them. and not using them to pay your monthly rent or to pay operating expenses of the business. In some cases, I've seen where actually people sort of have intentionally done it, which is very rare, but it does happen. And they've taken and used it for personal issues, buying cars or taking trips when the business is not in a position to actually fund those amounts. But for the most part, it's unintentional. Things have just happened in that person's life or the business that have caused them to get in that situation. Now we are trying to provide them with a roadmap and a lifeline to say, well, if you follow these steps, this is what we can do. Because like I said, generally the IRS does not want to do anything to you other than gets the payment of those taxes. And they will, for the most part, work with you and with your representative to help you resolve that and get back on track and move forward.
Another important point is the fact that the IRS, if you work with them and even take some proactive stances, they will work with you. I mean, we've both found that. That's very much true, is that they'll work with you. They have the programs, it's a matter of taking advantage of them. Yes, I got behind. Yes, I made mistakes. Yes, the business owner has made some bad choices in some particular cases, but for whatever reason, they're behind. And thus, take advantage of these times to get this payroll tax matter handled. So how about a success story? Do you have a success story of someone you're able to help out in getting one of these issues resolved?
There's lots of them. So it's sort of one recent one was, so basically where someone had come in, they had a corporation, so they felt that they were not going to have to be reliable for payroll taxes once the business had closed. I informed them that unfortunately there was several taxes due that were trust fund, and that based on what he had explained to me, that the IRS would come after them for those amounts. So he was in a position where before the IRS got involved, we were able to come up with a game plan. And in this case, unfortunately, this business was going to be closing in the near future. So I explained to him, well, the portion that is the non-trust fund portion, once you shutter this business, those taxes will go away. The IRS is not going to be able to come after you. But for the trust fund portion, they are going to. So let's do this. I see that you have some revenue coming in. Let's pay the trust fund portion. We'll designate payments so that they go specifically to that. And this is, again, for some of the back quarters. Now, sometimes there's not enough funds to get rid of all of those payroll taxes or the trust fund taxes, but you may be able to get rid of 50% of it or 75% of it. So when the IRS does come to do an assessment, you will be hit with a much smaller amount. But the key to this is trying to get on top of any tax issue before it gets out of hand. Mm-hmm. Also, is finding a qualified individual to help you determine what can be done. And unfortunately, in our industry, I mean, there's a lot of individuals that profess to be experts, but they're really not. So you really want to know who you're dealing with. And again, like I said, as you mentioned, or we mentioned, it's a facts and circumstances determination of what can be done and why it's going to be done. But like I said, in the one case, we were able to get rid of the majority of the trust fund portion. So once he did shut the business down, he was left with only a small amount. And then for that hit him individually, we were able to do a payment plan for the remaining balances.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. See, once again, shows a fine example when someone seeks the correct professional help, which is what in this podcast we really encourage ones to do. You have any of these issues, especially with the IRS, find a good professional to help you, in particular, an enrolled agent in the CTRC, Certified Tax Representation Consultant, is who we recommend because they've really gotten that specialized training in areas such as payroll tax issues here, like we're talking about today, because it starts off as a snow. It's just like a snowball. As you mentioned, it can start off very small at the top of the hill, but by the time it gets to the bottom, it could be so out of control. It just would be difficult to fix there.
Many times it is. And as you mentioned, with representation, a lot of it is the experience in having that training. So having a designation such as a CTRC, I mean, that tells you that you're dealing with somebody that has gone through training and knows what they're doing.
Yes. And it really helps to get that as we look at like these payroll tax issues there. And this is one of those issues, one of those tax issues, at least from my standpoint, that it's one of the most tricky, but it could also be one of the most preventable issues as well.
Definitely.
There. Because, as you mentioned, a lot of the big payroll companies, they just make it no choice. And that's actually what I've done for many years with the people I work with, you work with me on payroll, you don't have a choice. You are funding these things because I've seen, even before I started working particular payroll side, I saw so many issues with these. I'm like, oh my goodness, no, we're not going there, because it issues like this come up. Of course, that means more work for David and I when these issues come up, but still, as I say, prevention is worth a pound of cure. So if anything, just get it fixed and get it done. Don't let it happen again. Just, always easier to just make those payments with each payroll. That way it's done. So we don't even have to have these issues come up, but we know in life things happen. And so anything else you want to add on this particular topic today, Dave, that could be very useful to those listening to this?
No, just as a recap, like I said, it's always best to try to catch it before it gets out of hand. However, many times time passes and life happens, as you may have mentioned. And sometimes I've seen where it's a year or 2 years mm-hmm. where somebody's gotten behind on these. But it is something that is solvable, especially if it's a viable company. Generally, there's something that's happened in this person's life that's prevented them from doing it. Like I said, if it's the principal, they weren't able to meet the obligations, because if that principal is gone, I mean, they're the ones that are, they're sort of the conductor doing everything. Business can still operate, but they weren't at 100% capacity. But once they get back to that, then they can come up with a game plan to pay off these taxes, look for penalty waivers, seeing what other things that can be done. And many times even filing an appeal will give you some breathing room, and as long as it's done for a legitimate reason, to get caught up and to get back on the straight and narrow. But sometimes, like I said, you have to look at the realistic expectation of your business and say, well, you know, I had 20 employees and I can't meet that. Now I need to go down to 15 or 10 or whatever that number is to show that going forward, you are going to be viable and you're not going to run into these problems again.
Okay, yeah, definitely keep these problems at bay. Don't let them happen again there or build up, because it's solvable, but yet also preventable. So David, you know, I really want to thank you for all your wonderful insights today. It has been a fabulous conversation on how we can help ones with payroll tax issues. And if you're an individual who has these issues, what we can say is get some help, get them resolved as quick as possible. Because it's like most tax issues that come up, these can cause a drain and strain on you there. So we want to certainly help you to avoid that there. So keep in mind that once again, if you feel shame and frustration from having unfiled tax returns, it could even be unfiled payroll tax returns, because the IRS jumps on those pretty quickly there. I've seen those notices pop up. Those can haunt you. You can feel overwhelmed, burdened, isolated, victimized by any of these types of tax issues. Keep in mind, you don't have to face these issues alone. Imagine that transformation of having those feelings of exposure and vulnerability transformed into confidence and optimism. Just visit taxreliefcall.com today to schedule an introductory session. You can start your journey to a better, peaceful night's sleep and also peace of mind. We thank you for listening today to the Tax Answers Advisor. And remember, together, we can always make tax time less taxing.